I don't think people will really even understand hearing this unless you see the extremes.
Yeah.
So as life started creeping back, and trust me, it was not like a rushing back. I literally learned to walk again. Each thing became even more and more intentional.
Mm-hmm.
When you choose, again, not to be in a too dark place, but like life had lost so much glimmer for me. I didn't really want it anymore. I was pretty done. So when I made that choice of living and living intentionally, there is a really fine line. And I'm not saying that makes one person better than the other. I'm just saying there are some people who move through the world and they're living for the sake of living.
Yeah.
You know, they're going through the motions.
Yeah.
And there are, I have to say, and maybe I'm wrong, someone on here might say I'm wrong, but there are others who have been touched in a way where they're like, actually, every day that I breathe and I take and I go through challenges, I've intentionally chosen to stay and to go through it. And this is now almost like my life is now a passion. It is no longer movement by movement. It is like, I'm here and I am, anyways, it's really hard to form in words. So I hope I'm getting across a little bit of what I...
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah, the art, the fact that I can still create, oh my goodness. I don't know how to explain to people how touched I am. But like I said, that I can get into a creative space. I will tell you extremes that even social skills, like when you're isolated for a long period of time, mm-hmm. you don't even know how to keep up a conversation. I couldn't keep a conversation going for longer than 5 minutes. And as much as conversation is not necessarily art, connecting to your community is huge in the art process. So if I can't carry a conversation for more than 5 minutes because my mental capacity is not there, there is only so far that I could go. So now I'm in a position I'm working for. I've been working for different kind of arts communities like Artscape, as well as like Real World Film Festival and doing different things. And I can have an hour long conversation. I can do what we're doing right now. Yeah. And I get to get so much out of it. And I don't think some people will know. I couldn't even talk, you know, I couldn't even do that. So everything feels... I just feel it's nice. It's nice that I can access that.
Yeah. That is amazing. That's amazing. I think you need to get a TED Talk at some point.
Don't tell me this. This is you're actually the first interview that I delved a little into it. And I know, you know, some people listen and might be like, you're still a little ambiguous. It's true. It's new to me sharing. It's new to me even saying that I was sick enough to the point that like,
listen, I don't think you were ambiguous at all. Okay. I think you painted a, no pun intended, but you painted a pretty clear picture that anyone who's listening be like, oh, okay. Yeah. You know, like that is on some real shit, you know, like that is not,
it is. That it's some serious stuff.
Yeah.
And it's very strange getting into serious stuff because we don't always do uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what? Like, I feel like this generation just doesn't want to get into uncomfortable conversations. And we need those uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah.
A few months ago, a few months ago that the whole Oscars situation happened, right? And and I had some really uncomfortable conversations and debates and very visceral and sometimes borderline violent conversations with people online. And those same people, I had to acknowledge them as real friends because within days following those exchanges that were very visceral, we were able to continue liking each other's content, continue like when we see something that we love about the other person, what the other person posted, expressing love and stuff like that. Because we're not a monolith as human beings. Mm-hmm. We're not a monolith. We're not always going to agree. There are topics of conversation that we're going to be uncomfortable about, be it about mental health, be it about sex, about relationships, about life choices, people choosing to like resign from like their beautiful government secure paying job to go and like do this artist thing that's very high risk, very and like it's high risk, and like the chances of reward is like very small, but if you get that reward, it's like high reward. So it's almost like you were saying, it's a drug, right?
Yeah, it is.
Because if you fail, you can really fail. You know? But I think, you know, I really want us to have these conversations because it's important to our well-being. It's important to the generations to come, the people who are going to be looking up to all of us, because we're all going to be, at some point, we're going to get to a pinnacle where we have folks looking to us for answers and looking to us for advice and mentoring and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's just the cycle. Like, you have a mentor and then you become a mentor, and and it goes, it continues that way. And I want people to get comfortable being uncomfortable. You know?
Because
only when you're uncomfortable can growth happen.
That's true.
Like, if you
think, but you also need the good and ready, the foundations, and, you know, things like therapy, things like friends, things like literally having after I got, you know, a lot better, having a hiatus, you know, my family did want me to get straight into like finding the great job and stuff. And I actually took a like 2-year hiatus of really working some, not to, you know, belittle them, but working some more like resale, very, you know, straightforward, what I felt I can take on. And those years were great because I needed the time. And now I'm having the challenging conversations, and now I'm having these like delving into something deep-seated, but at the same time, like sometimes if you can, not everyone can afford it. Not everyone can like get to that. But if you can take a moment, do it when you're ready. Cause I think you can cause some damage when you're not as well.
100%. And I feel like we need to get over fear.
Yeah.
Like our society creates all of these fears surrounding security, surrounding money, surrounding all of these things. And it's like, no, you need to get past that fear so that you can take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, if you're not mentally, physically, and if you're a spiritual person, spiritually in balance, emotionally in balance, even if things are going wrong, having some balance can allow you to navigate whatever is going wrong. If you don't have that, then it doesn't matter how great your job is. You know, eventually you might lose the job because you're not strong enough. And like strong doesn't mean like I can lift 2,000 pounds. Strong means I'm comfortable with who I am. I understand myself. I understand my limitations. Knowing your limitations, like a lot of people don't know. Okay, when I get to here, okay, it's like, for example, having difficult conversations. After my limit for a week is 3 difficult conversations.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't know that limit,
you're putting yourself.
You can put yourself at risk in that job.
Yeah.
Just in case you're tuning in for the first time this evening, I really don't know where you've been because the conversation has been amazing. We are speaking to Africa Spence. I know her lovingly as Des. She is a second generation Jamaican Canadian whose love for film creation, painting, and spoken word poetry has manifested into a beautiful passion project called Voetry. We have to take a quick break, pay some bills, play some music. Keep it locked. You are listening to Soul Perspectives on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Go on with it, go on with it.
Yo, DJ, are you kidding me?
Ghost, yeah. So we are coming with a force, yeah. Blessings we are reaping, we coursing on full. Oh, in a rise and boast. Yeah, we give thanks like we need it the most. We have to give thanks like we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus.
Yeah.
And gratitude is a must. Yeah, we see blessings fall by my right hand. But I do for the friends, we take off every load. One time did sit down in a class and we poured it, only said we wrote.
photo. Keep it burning, yes, that's the motto. If me the butter pass through your soul to gamble in a life, man. Me have to thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah. And gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. But I toast to the friends where take off every load. One time they sit down in a class and we pour them. Only said the road, then we go on with it, we go on with it. That's how our blessings upon me. And send me if you tell them a story. So I'm here to give him the glory. I'm delighted. Jah knows I'm a passion ignited. Got the music, get me excited. I'm coming like a boss. Mm-hmm. Blessings all for my life on. My thank God for the journey, the earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. Bust a toast for the friends, we take off every load one time. Bid sit down in a class and we board. Then all he said.
Yes, 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 we're back, we're back, we're back. You are listening to Soul Perspectives here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Tonight's guest is a graduate of film production and film studies training at Concordia University and the New York Film Academy. She is Africa Spence, known to me as Des, proud second-generation Jamaican-Canadian who built her passion project over, I think, just over half a decade, if not a little bit more. Her passion project is Votry, which is a docu-series that combines spoken word poetry and visual arts. Des, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
So I want to ask, if someone wants to be a part of your Votry project. No, mm-hmm. No, that's not the question. What is your selection process like for finding the right candidate for the Votry?
That's been so off the cuff. Honestly, we talked about this. It's usually my community that shows up. Right. I'll be honest with you, I'm not making millions. A lot of this comes out of my pocket. So I have
You're not making millions yet.
Yet. I'm gonna manifest
that for you. The millions gonna come.
That's definitely not off the plate. Maybe years ago I would think it's off the plate. No, I didn't go into like we're not going to right now at the moment. A lot is coming out of my pocket, right? Yeah, and I love it. I've also garnered different Voci's made a good amount too for me to actually work off. I can reshuffle, you know, what I made back into a season. I was never able to do that before. Yeah. So this year, the money that's being shuffled, again, it's not outrageous. So it's mostly going into like upping the production quality.
Yeah.
When it comes to the artists, I am always humble when I ask, because I let them know that like this is you offering your time, and I do not want to insult in any way to act like that time should not have a dollar amount to it.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, I am also floored when people come to me and are like, how do I say, like, I want to be part of this. Like, the answer, it has not been too hard, especially in recent years. Mm-hmm. I show them, you know, what I've done. It's still, you know, as much as like I am a professional, there's still a lot of learning that I have to do. It's not necessarily Hollywood. So they can see that, but they still see the essence. I'm not going to say I'm necessarily Issa Rae, but when she was coming up, she didn't have all the, you know, budget for like the bells and whistles, yeah. But you could still see the potential in everything that she did at that time when she was doing, you know, Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl. Like,
yep.
that was one of the projects that really made me feel like I can do a project that's not perfect and still release and know that, you know, I did my best with my resources. She, if I ever meet her, like, she honestly really made me be like, you don't have to feel shame for that. You don't have to feel like you have to wait until you have that funding. You can do it. So it's still been years of kind of doing that. Like I said, this is the first year that I've been able to recycle some things that I have made over the years back into it. But these poets come out when it comes to like finally choosing someone. It does come down to like what resonates. And this year it has been a lot more intentional. Like I talked about earlier, I do still want to stay true to the open mic kind of feel where you don't necessarily know exactly what you're getting. But I have had to come to the reality that audiences, and I'm not catering only to them. This is why I'm doing a bit of a hybrid. Audiences do want to understand a bit what's going on. So having, you know, poems come out in all different sides, like, it's hard to present to distributors and let them understand, like, where are we disseminating this? Hence why I think a lot of, you know, poetry, you know, events sometimes do take the route of, okay, this time it's not going to be an open mic, it's going to be a theme, and there will be some people that resonate with, okay, I get it, it's going to be this theme, I know what you're saying. So I am trying to bridge that. Mm-hmm. This year I'm going with four themes. So instead of saying, okay, it's only going to be one, I'm like, all right, I'll break it up. So I am kind of just seeing some poems if they fit in a cohesive package. These are now coming out as short films as well as a series.
Yeah.
So they need to complement each other. It's not only about, you know, you're great and thank goodness you volunteered because I didn't have anyone. It's now people are offering their time. So long story short, I say get at me, send me your work. Whether you come on or not, there will be more seasons. There's good to foster communication. Please don't be shy if you're not an expert in poetry. Know that I've had seasons that feature people who are like, I've never really done this before. Actually, even this season, I haven't really done this before, but I write, but I have a passion. We can walk through, as long as you're open to like criticism and working through your project and actually like tweaking it to a level.
Yeah.
That is something I want to be part of poetry because, again, Kim, I'm going to plug you. You gave me that kind of opportunity where it's like you're not necessarily a professional at this yet, but I can see the passion and let me do a little bit of mentorship and get it to a level where you can go and present, because not everyone is offering someone without a long history of experience, let's be honest. So I want to be able to pay that forward, at least to a couple of artists. Of course, I want professionals too, but if I can make one or two slots for someone who's coming up,
yeah,
why not?
Yeah. And it's I love that you said pay it forward, because like, there are certain like memes where they're showing like, they'll show like one person climbing up one side of the tree and the person mm-hmm. is stepping on the other one. Mm-hmm. And then they mm-hmm. show another person climbing up the tree, but they're like putting their hand down to pull up the next person. It's like, mm-hmm. what kind of leader do you want to be? What kind of role model do you want to be? Do you want to be someone who just steps on people? And I mean, there are people who do that. There's a lot of people who do that. But me personally, I'm just like, that's not for me. Mm-hmm. My vibe is like, if I'm going, I want all of us to go together. And yeah. I've had challenges with people because they didn't understand that even though I couldn't necessarily pay them money, or I couldn't give what I wanted to give, they saw my intentions, and they saw their perception of me was that I was just taking and not giving back. Mm-hmm. But if we had a conversation, they would have known that, look, there's really nothing to take, you know?
That's what I'm honest with. I'm like, there's nothing for you.
There's nothing to take or to give. And so, you know, let's go on this journey. This is a journey together. And I have faith that it'll pay off.
But you have to say, isn't it a wonderful experience when someone's like, no, I've been following your work and I love it. And I just want to collaborate, and I just want to be part of this. And I'm just, every time someone does that, I'm just floored. I'll give an example. Someone who's really big out here in Toronto is Dwayne Morgan. And I approached him. I'm not saying I don't go for things. I thought just talking to him was already me going for stuff. So I was like, hey, got this project. I wonder, know if you have anyone in mind, you know, like doesn't really have a budget, but like, is there someone I can consider? I did not think about asking him. He was like, why not me? In my head, I'm thinking that's insulting. I'm like,
right.
I don't have you money level, but you don't have
Dwayne
know.
Morgan money.
don't know what someone might see in you either. And he saw something, and he's like, no, for sure, I have the time. We can do it. And I think that's made me bold, and also asking more people, always with that humility, saying, you know, I do think a dollar value is absolutely understandable. I actually open the floor sometimes to saying, let me know what your dollar value is. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to do any, but I'm like, maybe at least I just know going forward, this is, you know, it fixed. What I'm working with, maybe there'll be some room at some point.
Yeah.
But some people just show up. I know you've had people just show up, and that is like such a beautiful, beautiful thing, because now that I'm getting the recognition as well, I'm not saying people wouldn't necessarily come without it, but it definitely doesn't hurt. With the film festivals under my belt, with the exhibits under my belt, mm-hmm. With you know, the interviews, the magazines and whatnot, like people are seeing even more and seeing not only the awards at the end, but just that I've been doing this for you kind of gave me a dose of reality where you're like, yeah, like half a decade. I've been kind of grunging at this, and now a lot of the things are showing, but I've been doing this for a while. So people, I think they've seen the consistency and know, like, I haven't been joking about it, even if it was small beginnings. Like, it wasn't a joke. It was a passion. Yeah.
100%. We are almost at the end of the show. So let people know how they can get in touch with you, social media. I know that the new season is coming up very, very soon. So let people know where they can get in touch with you.
Okay. So, like we said from the very beginning, I've got the film, I've got the poetry, I've got the painting. Poetry, biggest project, is definitely Boetry. You can find more details at thisisboetry.com. All the series will be there, 1 through 4. What else would I say when it comes to the painting? That's a whole nother realm of things that I've been getting into. You can find that at africaspence.com. Still working on the site, but like, look out for things there. And when it comes to film, I do often still jump into like freelance work and whatnot. So you can always hit me up. I would say, you know, through social media, I'll give you some of my socials. Social would be By Africa, or Instagram at By Africa. And the other one specifically for Boetry series is at This Is Boetry. You can also, I guess, send over an email if you'd like, des at thisisboetry.com. Yeah.
And before we sign out, right? Like, I need to mention this because I got very excited for you when it happened a few months ago. You actually got Flowetry to like comment on your work and responded.
She did. And
for those who don't know, Flowetry was like a very innovative group that combined music and poetry together. They appeared on the Poetry Jam and they had multiple albums.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, when she hit me up. I had to look twice. Oh my goodness. She offered to, you know, just check out my stuff. And even if she didn't offer that, like, she saw what I was doing. She thought it was something. I'm still humble. I'm not breaking, you know, 15K followers right now. And she took a look and she saw substance. And that filled my heart more than any, you know, like amount, more than any ad amount. I was like, if this... I'm sorry, I'm trying not to talk so big. If this woman gave me the moment to be like, no, this is right, this is good, and I've seen her work, and I've been in awe of her work, I'm going to toot my heart. Something is going right. Yeah. Something. Yeah. Don't know if everything is, but something.
Something's definitely
I can at least right. say something is going right.
Yes. Des, that brings us to the end of the evening. Thank you so much for taking the time. It's been an awesome conversation.
Yeah, I've had so much fun.
Yeah. So just in case you're tuning in for the first time, we're speaking to Africa Des Spence, proud second-generation Jamaican-Canadian. And we've been talking about many things, all the things. Her origin story, her passion for poetry, her challenges with mental health, and, of course, how she's been building her passion project, Voetry, which is a docuseries that combines spoken word poetry and visual arts. You can find her on thisisvoetry.com for the Voetry poetry, video poetry. You can find her art at africaspence.com. So Africa is spelled AFFRICA Spence. Ooh,
thank you for reminding people of that.
And
you can, two F's.
Two F's for Africa. And you can find her social media at byafrica. Two F's again, and at This Is Voetry. Until then, you have been listening to Soul Perspectives. My name is Kim Dominique Ferguson, and you can join us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And this has been a CKUT 90.3 FM presentation. Have a good night.
If you made a compensation claim for abuse at an Indian residential school, the records of your claim are secure. They will be destroyed in September 2027 unless you choose to keep them or share them. To learn more, call toll-free 1-877-
MTL versus racism.
Montreal versus racism.
MTL versus racism.
A concert united against racism and discrimination.
Un concert uni contre racisme et la discrimination.
Saturday, the 10th of September, 6 to 10 p.m. in Girouard Park.
Samedi, le 10 septembre, 18h à 22h, à Parc Girouard, Indigé.
Avec des performances de...
Jonathan Emile.
Shawit.
Maritza.
Remy Picasso.
Paul Carniello.
DJ Lady Oracle.
Collecte de fonds pour Résilience Montréal.
Raising money for Resilience Montreal.
Tout le monde et tous les âges sont bienvenus.
Everybody is welcome.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus. And booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Dar ne place ce face.
Simple jocuri,
nici măcar nu vorbim. De ce să vorbim când deja ne simțim?
Jocuri, tu și cu mine, facem un rău care ne face bine. Și nici legea firii nu poate să pună că tu și iubire.
Jocuri, nici măcar nu se țină. Și cine-i de vină, nici nu mai contează.
Jocuri, că mintea e plină și ochii sunt goi, nici nu mai luminează.
Jocuri, avem doza minimă, să ne jucăm inima, mai mult nu se poate.
Jocuri, am zis că te las eu deoparte, dar mi-e clar nu se poate.
Faci tu ce face, îmi place mie.
Pe la Mexico,
traído,
fashion killer la Milano. Cum te m-a prins, cum m-a convins să-i fac cadouri, vacanțe de vis. Țoale e șarfe și harfe de mis. O fi de la vrăjeală sau fundul la jeans. Ăsta-i drogul meu și cred că nu mai pot să scap. Am antecedente, mă simt super slab. Domnișoară, spune-mi ce mi-ai pus în ceai. Sau un supă după că mă simt prea high. Ai to me, dei, dei, știi. Să mă fac să mă întorc orice-ar fi. Să-mi pierd controlul și noapte și zi. Și jur m-aș opri, dar
faci tu ce face, îmi place mie. Ai tu ceva de nu-ți rețis. Tu ești și rău, dar ești și bine. Ești drogul meu. Cel mai dulce compromis, drogul
Cerc să mă las de tine de ceva timp. Că tu nu schimbi nimic, în schimb vrei numai să mă schimb. Și mă plimb prin toate tipurile care-mi strică filmul. Eu cobor la prima, babe, coboară tu la primul. Cândva nu mă săturam de prezența ta, dar parcă nu mai e la fel și mi-o dă altcumva. Nu mai am același hai, nici când aud te iubesc. Probabil asta pățești când îl folosești prea des.
Faci tu ce faci, îmi place
făcut farmece, sunt blestemat. Ce mă fac dacă atunci când pleci eu mă simt cel puțin ciudat? Mi-ai oprit
inima în piept. Nu știe nimeni, ne vedem în secret. Știu că mă minți, nu e corect. Nu mi-a plăcut niciodată să te aștept. Dacă mă cunoșteai, știai. Și dacă mă iubeai, veneai. În seara aia când ți-am scris că mi-ai apărut în vis. Dacă mă cunoșteai, știai. Și dacă mă iubeai, veneai. În seara aia când ți-am scris că fără tine nu exist.
Asta nu-s fire de poveste. De ce se întâmplă între noi doi? Ceva ce nu se povestește. Nu ne privește decât pe noi. Noi ne vom iubi, ne vom aminti când se va sfârși. Asta nu-s fire de poveste. De ce se întâmplă între noi
pe ascuns, îmi vorbești de sus, de parcă mă ierți. Când eu ar trebui pe tine să te iert, nu tu să mă cerți. Discutăm, ne aprindem calicurici, ne certăm din simple caprici. Fata lui tata nu știe sacrificii, pentru mine ca o mie de vici, yeah. Că dacă ne iubeam pe bune, acum nu ne ascundeam de lume. Și când un bărbat trebuie să-și asume. Și când îl faci bucăți, singur să se adune. Universul să zică ce vrea. Ți-e mai bine cu el, mie cu ea. Între noi n-a fost să fie. Poate în altă viață, cine știe.
Asta nu-s fire de poveste. De ce se întâmplă între noi doi? Ceva ce nu se povestește. Nu ne privește decât pe noi. Noi ne vom iubi, ne vom aminti.
Să n-ascult oamenii răi și vorbele învăț. Să nu mă las niciodată înfrânt, ca sufletul și inima nu se vând. Da, tată, te aud și acum. Să stau o viață drept, să fiu un om bun. Că timpul trece și în urmă rămân doar lacrimi și fum.
Să le uit niciodată. Cât inima mea o să bată. N-aș mai trăi de-o mie de ori. Amintiri. Hei mamă, uite-mă tată. Vreau să trăiesc încă o dată. Toți anii să-i aduc înapoi.
Pe drum, ascunse toate într-un balon de săpun. Aș vrea să iam aici și să nu-i mai las. Să-ntorc toți anii ăștia ca pe un ceas. Și câteodată așa mi-e de dor să mă strângă iar în brațele lor. Doamne, fă cumva și am tot ce vrei. Pentru o secundă tu adu-mi pe ei.
Aminti. Să le uit niciodată. Cât inima mea o să bată. L-aș mai trăi de o mie de ori. Amintiri. Hei mamă, uite-mă tată. Vreau să trăiesc.
Ashale na ma se won ni kin rodi ashale o ashale na ma se eh eyo baba nta wa tun fi gold n sere awa oni sowo ni bode o dile
sa
eh Poengeli, Abuba. Yale Kwe. Amalani. Uri Jalamabo. I want to bring people back to Africa. To Egypt. To black.